Jessica Basham joins us now, spokesperson for Mike Madigan, Speaker of the House. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming on. Basham, by the way, I don't want to mispronounce your name.
That is correct. Thank you.
Thanks for being on. I want to talk to you about the Speaker in a second, but first, let's jump right to it here. What is the Speaker able to do now that Democrats are running everything that we couldn't get done before?
Well, thank you so much for the question. And I think if anything has showed us the path moving forward, it is that people are frustrated with the lack of bipartisanship and the lack of cooperation that we've seen over the last 4 years. And during the Speaker's inaugural address, I think he really focused on what people do want to see, and that's bipartisanship, that's people working with people to find a common ground and to really start working on the state's challenges. A couple of those important challenges that we're excited to focus on right away is a balanced budget and a capital infrastructure bill.
Where are we on those, by the way?
Yeah, I think that we are going to be working with the new administration and our colleagues across the aisle to start working on those initiatives right away. Obviously, we've been challenged with these things for a number of years. There's been a lot of discussion about the capital infrastructure bill, and I think the new governor has been very clear about wanting to achieve a balanced budget.
What's a realistic timeline? Because, you know, we know we need this, right? We know we need roads. We know we need bridges. We know we need better transportation pathways and safe and all of those things. So what's a realistic timeline to get this done?
Well, the Speaker's been working very hard on creating a diverse leadership team here in the House Democratic Caucus. We've got half of our team of females and half are minorities. So I think that diversity is going to bring a lot of good conversation to try to get these initiatives done as quickly as possible. We'll be working with our Republican colleagues to try to achieve those goals as soon as we can.
Yeah, but we don't really know a timeline.
Hi, Jessica. I have a question because the Speaker has been Speaker of the House for a number of years, including years that had Democrat governors, Blagojevich as well as Pat Quinn. And in that time, there has been a lot of discord in the Democratic Party, the governor wanting certain things and the House and the state legislature not giving it. So how can we, from history, from recent memory, sort of predict how the relationship between the governor and the Speaker is going to be starting this session?
Well, as I said, I think we've learned a lot over the last 4 years about what the people of Illinois want to see, and it's cooperation. It's about working together and finding that common ground. The Speaker was very focused in his recent speech on our inauguration today about working together to work towards fixing these challenges. I think everybody knows that probably the number one issue facing the state is our fiscal challenges. So that's got to be priority number one. But again, that capital infrastructure bill is something that's been really behind in getting done over the last several years. So I think you're going to see a lot of focus, especially on those two initiatives.
So as we go forward here, if constituents of the Speaker want to get a hold of him, they can see him in the neighborhood. But the Speaker answers to everybody in the state. And as a spokesperson, how do people express their opinions on things directly to the Speaker, since he has not made himself accessible to me or anybody else for that matter?
Well, and just to clarify, my role is chief of staff.
No, I get that. I know you're not booking him, but I'm saying how do people state their positives or their negatives to the Speaker? How do you get a hold of him?
Sure. You know what, the best way is to reach out to their local representatives, because those representatives are going to be key towards the Speaker's efforts and the efforts of the caucus. You know, as I've said, we've got a very diverse leadership team, and I think they're going to be excellent in communicating issues to the Speaker that all of the representatives of the General Assembly put forth.
Governor Pritzker made it a campaign promise to talk about legalizing marijuana. Where does the Speaker stand on that issue?
Well, Well, I think that that's something that is really going to get a lot of consideration over the next next weeks and months. Obviously, there's a desire by many people to take a look at the issue. I think it's going to be a complicated issue, but members of our caucus have already done a lot of work on trying to move this issue forward, and we look forward to working with our Republican colleagues to see this happen.
Jessica, thank you. I appreciate you coming on, and please express to the Speaker, he's always welcome here.
Thank you very much for your time.